This episode of MILF Talk is brought to you by Plated. Plated delivers everything you need to create chef-designed recipes, making it simpler and more fun to cook at home. Visit plated.com/MYLF now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. Go to plated.com/MYLF, plated.com/MILF, and get two meals free. Hello and welcome to MILF Talk, Make Your Life Fabulous. I'm Sophie Venable, psychologist, life coach, mother of two, and author of MILF 101, Make Your Life Fabulous. Whether you're married with children, single, divorced, or all of the above, I'm talking to you about life, relationships, and finally the show you've been waiting for, sex toys! Yay! And if you were listening to this on July 30th, my book is cheaper on Amazon for a limited time. Go get it. Kindle and paperback are discounted, and you can help me get to number one on the Billboard charts. And remember, last week I offered to buy you a drink if I run into you at a drinking establishment. Seriously, deep gratitude to those of you willing to buy or gift my little book today. Mwah. So, back to topic. Are you curious about what kind of toy could maybe spice up your sex life? Have you walked into an adult store just to be completely overwhelmed by the sheer number of choices and price ranges? Or are you just tired of your old rabbit and wondering what to get next? My guest today is what I would call an expert hobbyist. She boasts a huge collection of sex toys and a passion for helping women take the leap and bring a little store-bought fun into the bedroom. I think the information she's going to share with us today will help you cut through the confusion and get to the fun zone. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Ella Rose. Yay! And she's pretty too. She's a male. So, Ella, thank you for joining me.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Well, let's get these ladies having some fun.
Yes, definitely. Okay.
It's been on your mind all day because last night was, in a word, delicious. And you can't wait to do it again in the kitchen tonight with Plated. Plated is for busy people who love cooking fresh, exciting new dishes but don't have time to drive all over town searching for chef-quality ingredients. With Plated, you don't have to. Here's how it works. Go to plated.com/MYLF and choose from amazing chef-designed recipes each week. You'll find easy-to-prepare selections that fit everyone's tastes. Then the culinary pros at Plated lovingly fill a refrigerated box with just the perfect pre-portioned ingredients for your dinner so nothing is wasted. Everything's delivered to your door, fresh meat, poultry, fish, farm fresh veggies, spices, everything you need on the date you choose. And no worries if you aren't home, your Plated box keeps everything fresh until midnight on the day that it arrives. Prepare chef quality meals in 30 minutes or less. Visit plated.com/MILF now and get two meals free. That's right, two meals free. Go get it. Go to plated.com/MYLF. Plated.com/MYLF. Let's dispel some myths about sex toys, shall we?
We shall.
Okay, myth number one. Sex toys are only for people who have a bad sex life or no sex life.
That's definitely a myth.
Definitely a myth. Okay, so yeah, let's talk about how it can make your sex life even better.
Well, sex toys can definitely add to the playfulness in the bedroom and can increase intimacy with your partner.
Communication, right?
Build confidence, especially if you have had a bad experience. What better way to kind of learn your confidence and explore new ways to please your partner than to bring a little toy and exploration into the bedroom?
Maybe try it on your own first, kind of learn your body a little
bit. What works for you,
right?
And what doesn't.
Yeah, HuffPost was nice enough to publish an article this year on why women need to masturbate more.
There's many reasons.
So not because it makes you happier. Basically, the sum total of everything was there's nothing bad about it ever. There's no drawback.
The more you have an orgasm, the more you want an orgasm. So the more
that is a key point. We're going to come back to that many times. We're going to multiply come back to that. But according to the Indiana University National Survey of Sexual Health and Behavior, only 7.9% of women between the ages of 25 and 29 masturbate 2 to 3 times a week, whereas 23.4% of men, I think that's higher. I don't even believe that. So
I think they're both higher.
I think it's a matter of people admitting to it and having it be okay. You know, learning more about toys and using them on your own and learning your own or orgasmic cycle or, you know, anything that you learn about yourself, you can now bring that to your partner.
Absolutely. Yes,
right?
Absolutely.
Do you remember the first time, though, that you ever asked somebody to use a toy with you?
I think I was asked the first time.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh. So
I think it was brought to the table by my partner, and I figured, let's try it. And since then, I've been building my collection and having lots of fun.
Nice. Let's go to myth number two, that sex toys are addictive.
If you're lucky.
If they're good.
If they're good, they can be addictive, but not in a negative way.
Not in a bad way.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, listen to last week's episode and listen to Dr. Donahue, and he'll let you know it's okay. Do you remember the Sex and the City episode where Charlotte was addicted to her rabbit?
Yes, I do.
And she wouldn't go out.
It's an easy one to get addicted to.
Yeah, and the girls are like doing an intervention and pulling her out of it. I thought that was fantastic. Anyway, but the truth is, in one sense, sometimes you can start to get used to the feeling of a vibrator, and that can become what you rely on to have an orgasm.
Right.
And really, there's nothing wrong with that if your partner's comfortable with it. But you actually can. You're not necessarily permanently physiologically addicted. You can retrain your body.
You can find new ways. It just adds to the fun. You can find new ways to have an orgasm. Sometimes people can only have an orgasm from the outside, a clitoral stimulation. Mm-hmm. Other people need penetration in order to have an orgasm. So if you're on the first half and you need the clitoral stimulation, absolutely you could require that from a toy, because that's something that your partner just can't give you.
And we're here to tell you that that's totally okay.
It's absolutely,
right?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean,
okay.
Your partner probably thinks it's hot anyway, so really, let's just get past that.
Most guys are going to be okay with
it. Most guys
are
like, whatever you need, it's fine. Here's one I thought that was kind of funny. If a woman has a sex toy, she won't need a man. Okay. I have two problems with this. One, women don't all want to have sex with men.
Good point.
A man has more value than just his penis.
Yeah, a toy can be fun whether you're doing it together or you're on your own. But there's something very necessary about human body, whether it's a woman or a man. Just the
they can't cuddle you.
They can't, and the warmth and just being able to communicate what you want.
I don't know that they've mastered a toy going down on you either. Not really.
No, they've
tried
a few things, but not so much.
It's not so much.
Definitely
That's
not.
Just a whole different thing. Yeah. So, men, we love you. We need you. We want you.
You're still necessary.
necessary no matter how many toys are in the closet.
But it's nice to know that we can get some satisfaction if you're not available.
That's right. Yeah. So, see, okay, number four, and this is where you come in. I mean, again, so the more you pay for a sex toy, the better it is. What do you think? Myth? Not myth?
To some degree, you're going to, a $10 sex toy, probably not going to do so much good if you can even find one.
Not even those little rings with a little vibratory thing on that thing?
The cock ring with a little bullet inside. Those are good. That's a good way to start if you're looking for a cock ring, just to see if it's something that you like. It's
okay, starter, entry level cock ring with the vibrator thingy on it.
Yes.
Okay.
It's called Little Bullet. You can find one of those for $15, $20. But if you like that, spending $100, $120 on Jeju makes an amazing cock ring, which is all one piece.
Hmm.
And it's definitely more powerful, has better modes. You don't have to slip the bullet out to clean it. It's all waterproof, chargeable. They're making
fancy.
Yeah, almost all the newer, more expensive toys they're making now don't require batteries. They're chargeable. They're just rechargeable. You stick them on the dock, and it's amazing.
Mom, what's charging next to your iPhone?
You can have them locked in a drawer.
And then suddenly, more and more outlets are getting installed in closets and underneath beds.
Why does the breaker keep going off? I don't understand.
I've got six toys a charging.
It's good to have them already.
Oh my God, that's wonderful.
So
that's,
yes, as far as being the more expensive ones,
what was the company you named?
Jeju is the good.
They're high end.
Our favorite cock ring, anyway.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right.
From my
experience. You can completely bring up your personal preference here. We like to know what it is. So, all right. Well, tell us. I know you kind of break them down into categories, right? So what are your...
I have a few categories.
Edumacate us.
We have, if you're going for non-vibration, icicles are just glass and they're a little less intimidating. They're so pretty. It's like looks like an art piece. You want to put it out on your counter and display it for everybody to see. They're colorful and they have different
next to designs. The charger.
Next to the charger. Might not be a great idea to display it, but they are really pretty. You can heat it up. You can cool it off. They're just fun, basic.
And you can wash them in the dishwasher.
You could wash them in the dishwasher. Unless you have your kids unloading the dishwasher, it might not be a great idea.
Yeah. Kids are always cramping your style.
Yeah.
You know, what are you going to do? So, yeah. So really, that's the advantage of the glass is the ability to heat it or cool it.
And it's non-vibration. They have ones that do have vibrations, like something attached to the bottom that make it vibrate, but it doesn't vibrate like a traditional vibrator. It doesn't vibrate as much. That's a good kind of basic if you're looking for something with penetration.
Okay.
I talked about the cock ring. My personal favorite, which I truly believe that the world would be a much nicer place if every woman in the world owned one of these.
Okay. Are you ready? Drum roll. Okay. Can we get a drum
ready
roll?
For it? It's the Form 2 by Jimmy Jane.
Okay. Wow. Best, go Jimmy Jane.
The best toy ever.
Really?
You read the reviews on it. I'm not alone here. Every woman should own one of those. And it's cute. It fits in the palm of your hand. It looks like a little rabbit head. Has two motors.
I think it looks like Patrick Starr.
If you want to go to SpongeBob, sure.
Floor it.
Bringing the kids into it again.
Sorry. No, yeah, I looked at that. It's pricey. It's got a little
pricey,
price tag on
but
it.
It's so worth it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. That is definitely my go-to.
Okay.
I
know.
And that is great with whether you're on your own or you're in a relationship. If you can't get your partner with you when you just need some help.
It's just about the vibration, that it just happens to be wonderful vibrator.
It's a clitoral stimulator, and it just, I looked at it and went, no, there's no way, because I typically need penetration to get there, and this is just, it'll get you there faster than anything.
Well, you know, we do like to be efficient.
If you're in a time crunch.
I mean, you know, if you're in a time crunch, got to get to work. Okay. Floor it.
Totally waterproof. You can use in the shower, the bath. It's
wow.
A good one.
All right. Okay. So if you're going to make one large investment.
Yes.
Ella says go for the Form 2.
Okay.
Definitely. All right. So you got your outsides and you got your insides.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Now, what about for people who like vibration on the inside, I guess.
That just a lot, like a vibrator.
Just your basic vibrator. And do they come, do they mark them very clearly whether or not they're latex or not latex? Like if you think you might have an allergy.
Yes, because latex allergies are really common. So they definitely mark them well. Most of the newer kind of higher priced ones are silicone, which is just that really cool, soft material.
Okay.
More realistic feeling.
Yeah. And sometimes that stuff can be stingy. I think. Like, I mean, I don't know. Like, if you...
As far as, like, a drag, if you don't have lube on it or something?
No, like, the material itself.
Really?
You know? Like, should you use a different lube with it? Like, should you always use water-based lube with your toys? Or...
I believe with latex, you have to use water-based lube.
Okay.
Well, I'm not completely clear on that.
Okay.
I always have.
Read the manual.
You can do either because you need... Oil, you need non-water-based lube if you're going to use them in a bathtub or a jacuzzi or something.
Oh, okay.
So, and you can use...
Boy, do you really trust the waterproofness? That'd be a really shitty way to go. It, you know, be found in the bathtub with a vibrator.
Yeah,
sorry. I got a little dark.
I don't know. It could be a bad way to go.
It's like a dark comedy. Could be a great way to go. I don't know.
Die happy.
Yeah, that's true.
Relaxing in
well,
a tub,
she was having a good time.
Exactly.
You know? She went out happy. So, okay. So there's a wide variety of latex or non-latex.
There is.
Okay. You got your insides, your outsides. Advantages glass. We talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what about...
couples toys, too.
Oh, let's talk about couples toys.
There's a Wii Vibe, and I think they make mm-hmm. some other ones. I believe the Wii Vibe was the first, but that is a couples. It's the worn by the woman.
Okay.
So it's a little U shape. It goes inside of the woman. the outside, there's two motors. The outside motor sits on the clitoral area and stimulates that. And then the guy slides in just below it, under it, and he gets vibration while he's inside of you.
Oh.
So that's a fun one.
A bicycle built for two.
There you go.
Wow. God, the technology.
Yeah. So, and those, you know, there can be some getting used to the way that it moves or the slippage.
But hooking
it
in.
You find the right position that keeps it in place.
So technically speaking, is that vibrating on your G-spot as well? Or is it not quite?
It's supposed to hit
theoretically.
That. Theoretically.
Okay, but everybody's G-spot's in a different place, so you're not broken
Doesn't
or
hit
anything
that spot for me, but the outside part works
is okay wonders. Now okay, let's talk about the remote. Okay. Who gets the remote?
You might have to fight over that one. Rock paper scissors.
Okay. because now if everything's like there's no wires, right? Everything's like the wireless. You gotta like make sure you don't drop it.
Focusing on the remote, you're probably using it the wrong way.
So the idea behind the remote is that you can like switch up the way it vibrates.
Yes,
is that right?
Switch the modes and the power behind it. The Wii Vibe 4 Plus. They have the 4 and the 4 Plus.
Oh my god, it's like an iPhone.
Has an app. It is. They have an app for an iPhone.
What?
Which gives you extra vibrations, and you can control it from anywhere. So you could be at home using your Wii Vibe, and your partner can be across the country and. Turning the different modes and
that's a long distance relationship that might work.
It helps with that.
Like, honey, are you wearing your Wii Vibe? Right?
Phone sex, or you could be Skyping and he could be actively
involved.
Giving you pleasure.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. I love that these people invent things like this because they care.
It means they're thinking about it, which
they're
they should
thinking
be
about
thinking
you
about
and they're
it.
Thinking about your pleasure. So one of the other myths that I have here is that sex toys can cause damage, you know, to your body, right? And really, you know, if you're using them properly and you're using lube. I mean, now I have seen, you know, things in stores that look like the size of a foam roller. That
right. Know your limitations.
Know your limits, right? You know, don't get crazy, right? But really, they're safe. Know if you're allergic to latex,
exactly,
right? And they are waterproof, and you know it's a pretty
Most
regulated
are waterproof. Now there are some that aren't waterproof,
right?
So,
but when they
know
say
that
when they will say, I think they'll tell you if some things are okay for just waterproof for washing,
right?
And some are okay for submersion,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Like they'll
splash resistant or yes,
kind of like a watch, right?
Exactly.
It'll say either splash resistant or actually
250 feet. You want to use it while you're scuba diving?
Wow,
that could be new.
I'm sure people have done it. I'm sure they have. I'm sure people have done things 30 feet below. You know, I'm going to take a survey of all my dive buddies.
Yeah,
you got your. That's right. You got your Mile High Club. You got your maybe 40 below club.
Yeah,
I like it. Oh, I know they have. Boy, would you use up some oxygen though? You couldn't go very deep because you'd use up that first tank really fast.
You would,
yeah.
Yes.
So you're on like alternate air coming up. Okay, go up, go up.
That's when your partner can be there sharing.
That's right. Sure. Yeah, absolutely. So. So you want to make sure that you know whether or not they're truly waterproof,
yes.
Right? And know your limits. And so really, entry level, you're looking at, what do you think? Let's say a couple is just kind of starting out with mm-hmm. toys, right? And she doesn't want to bring home something, let's say, intimidating.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think might be a good place to start?
It depends on, you're talking about the man being intimidated. If you are worried about him being intimidated, some men are not ready to go there. They think it's going to be used to replace them. Maybe start with a cock ring because it's giving her something. It's giving you something that, mm-hmm. that he can't provide, which is the vibration.
Right. And it's kind of about him,
yeah.
right? So he's wearing the ring.
He wears that at the base of his penis. It makes him harder, longer.
And the little vibrating thing is in the front so that it touches your clit.
Exactly.
Right?
So that's a good way to start if he is intimidated by the idea. If he brings it up and he's definitely not intimidated and he finds it hot and wants to be part of that, then
ask him what he go shopping together.
Icicles are like I said, a good way to start.
You say icicle, it sounds scary and skinny and sharp. It's like you'd like glass toys. They're very pretty.
They're smooth and they're pretty and they have great textures, and that's a good way to start. Or you know, every woman I think owns a rabbit or something similar to a rabbit, which is
I don't. I'm waiting for a gift.
We're gonna have to work on that.
Somebody. Watch.
Let's go shopping, Sophie.
Sideshow gets like 10 boxes for me. I got 10 rabbits. Woo!
Sophie
thank you,
needs
people.
A rabbit or
they
something
love me.
Similar.
They love me. They really love me.
I think that's a typical starter for a woman. And I think a lot of women get those before they're in a relationship that they need to worry about the man when they're maybe just exploring. And that's mm-hmm. their first thing when they go shopping with their girlfriends and they go and buy something. It's a pulsating shaft and the little clitoral stimulator on the end, and you can operate them separately, and it's the best of both worlds.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good times for all. And it's good for you.
It is good for you.
Right.
Makes you happier, makes the world a better place.
That's right. And we need to get those numbers up from 7.9%.
Yes.
Ladies, take some me time. That's the point here.
And it's okay to admit it.
Okay. Well, it's time to wrap things up. I'm so glad that you were able to join us and give us all of this information.
Thanks for having me. It was fun to talk about.
All right. Well, you can please like me at Sophie Venable on Facebook. And if you're on iTunes or SoundCloud right now, please click subscribe, because in a roundabout way, that keeps this delightfully educational podcast free. Remember, today and for limited time, my book MILF 101 is available on Amazon for $2.99 on Kindle, and the paperback is discounted too. If you guys could grab a copy or gift a copy to your Kindle owning friends, you could make me a bestseller and I would be ecstatic. Either way, you have my undying gratitude for helping make my dreams come true. And Ella, I think you made some dreams come true today for all men and women alike. Thank you so much for being here.
Yes. Thank you for having me.
I would like to thank the good people here at Sideshow Network, and thank you all for listening. This is Sophie Venable reminding you that you don't have to make your life perfect, just make it fabulous.